Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. 29 June 2015. It is Monday, a day that will be watched very carefully from the financial markets. Markets began tanking overseas last night, and I mean tanking. The European and Asian markets all down. I first noticed it when I started checking around 4 o'clock and saw that the Dow was already down 320 points in the red yesterday. So watched it throughout the night. As it stands now, it's 181 in the red prior to open. And they're saying that probably it will be around 145 to 165 at the opening at 8:30 Central Time. I'll give you the updates on the European markets and on the Asian markets. Not good. Not good at all. Everything is down at least 1.5 to 3%, almost 3%, like the Hang Seng and the Nikkei. The Nikkei opened last night 500 points in the red. So it's going to be a shaky week. And speaking of weeks, the Greek banks will be closed. They're having bank holiday. They are closed. There's been a run on the banks. No one can get more than $66 per day out of the banks. And that's what we told you was going to happen. Now, the question is, how long before the ripple effect hits the United States in what is called the contagion effect for the Grexit? They're using these cute little terms. I guess that makes it easier to take. But the contagion effect, where will it go next? And, of course, most people are saying it's going to be Italy, France, Portugal. Remember the pigs countries? Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain. And then France looking like it might also be involved in this. So it's a very tenuous situation. I've had people telling me they're already pulling their money out of the bank. They don't want to be left with no cash at home. And all I can say is, you make your decision and decide what you're going to do. But one should have, and this has been recommended by many people, between 3 and 6 months of cash to live on in the event that you would need to do that. I think if you look at Greece and see that there's hundreds of people in line at the ATMs, some of the ATMs have over 100 people lined up to get money out of it. So it's happening. You know, the dreaded Grexit or almost Grexit. And we'll talk about the referendum that's going to take place this week. That's huge news. I think the Supreme Court decision overruling the states and saying whatever the government says, the federal government, is the way it's going to be. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, does this set precedence for the federal government to be in charge of absolutely everyone and everything. Rand Paul, the only one coming out and standing against the same-sex marriage. I respect him for doing that. I don't believe it should be considered legal marriage, and I don't think the Supreme Court should be able to make that decision. It's not that I would be against them having a relationship. That's not the issue. The issue is making it the definition of marriage between same-sex partners. There's already being challenges of, like, marrying your dog and things like that. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. There's already people that are... Anyway. Another shocking thing. Thank you, Renee, for sending this to me. Bristol Palin is pregnant again. I don't know what's the biggest news, to tell you the truth. And, oh, I'll tell you about the guys from Dannemora, New York. I mean, the news was nothing but on these two guys this weekend. was so phony. We'll be back after this. 3 minute break for the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Let me give you sort of an update of what's been going on CNN, Fox, with respect to the news. I mean, what they consider news to be. By the way, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hope you did something good for yourself and someone else and enjoyed the weekend. It seems like it goes by so fast, but it was a wonderful weekend here in Missouri. I hope it was where you are also. Okay, yesterday and Saturday, CNN is playing the Dannemora prisoner card all day long. The first prisoner was killed. The second one, David Sweat, was captured on Sunday. So all they did was say the first prisoner, I can't remember his name right now, I don't care, was killed. He was killed, he was killed, he was killed. And then they focus on David Sweat all day long. I mean, it was like all day long on CNN. All day long. David Sweat, David Sweat, David Sweat. And then it was David Sweat's captured. David Sweat was captured all day long on Sunday. Really? Now, to me, in my sort of news brain, I would say, okay, David Sweat is captured, end of story. But oh no, all day long. And of course they made the statement of, well, he was captured alive and they want him to talk. whatever happened to Osama bin Laden, the worst guy in the whole entire free and non-free world? What about Osama bin Laden? Didn't you want him to talk also? I mean, think about it. We keep a guy who escaped from Clinton Correctional alive so he can talk, but kill on sight, allegedly, Osama bin Laden. I just thought that was interesting. Anyway, so I looked around on the channels. At the same time, I noticed that on the financial networks and looking online that the U.S. Dow was $320 in the hole, in the red, yesterday afternoon when the market wasn't even open. I began to look at that, so I went to see what was happening on the other networks. Because I thought, okay, Greece is a big story. You know, a country tanking, one big country tanking. Granted, I believe it's only about 1.5% of the European Union business that comes from Greece. However, it's a major story, and the quote-unquote contagion effect is big also. Where does it go next? In other words, who's going to get the mumps and the measles next? Anyway, so I went to CNN. David Sweat was captured early this morning, and all day long, David Sweat was captured. No new news, just he was captured all day long. Same thing was on Fox. David Sweat was captured over and over again. Fox Business, where you would think they would be doing a special, we're in a world of hurt kind of show, they said they had a Fox infomercial, Dr. Ho treats back pain. And I thought, wait a minute, this is what you guys are all about, is a business network, and a country is about to implode. Anyway, as a result, the Nikkei opened 500 points in the red last night. I'm going to give you an idea of what the markets were earlier when I wrote this down. I don't know what they are right now, but let me tell you, I guess at 4:35 o'clock, something like that, this morning. The DAX was down 3.5%. Now, that's a lot, especially the German DAX is not that large. The French CAC was down 3.5%. The UK FTSE was down about 2%. The Italian FTSE was down about 4.12%. And Portugal PSI 20 was down 4.57%. I mean, you get worried anything really over 1%, but especially 2%. The Shanghai down 3.33%. The Nikkei ended up at about down 2.88% this morning. And the Hang Seng, Hong Kong Hang Seng, was down 2.61%. And the Dow, like I said earlier, is down about 180 right now. Gold, there was a flight to safety in gold, and it was up at around 1180. Then it dropped, is down only now to 1177. It's amazing how they're saying it's going to be a flight to treasuries, and this could be good for the United States. Really? You want to explain that one to us? It could be good for the United States because the U.S. dollar, people will be wanting to invest here. I mean, invest with what? Because in Greece, you can take out $66 per day. $66 per day or 60 euros per day is all you can take out. The line's 100 people long, and they're desperately trying to get money to live on. Now, credit cards, they say, will work probably, but it's going to take some time for them to clear, and a lot of places are not wanting to take credit cards. Banks are closed for 6 days. Bank holiday for 1 week, not just 1 day, but 1 week. And all why? Because the ECB, the European Central Bank, has frozen the funding. Now, bank stocks. Deutsche Bank, down 5.46%. Raiff Bank International, 6.39%. Banco Santander, down 5.5%. And BNP France, down 5.22%. So bank stocks that had gained of recent have lost all that. The bond market, they're saying now, is going to be a safe haven. well, I don't know how safe it's going to be. Puerto Rico, they have got debt troubles now. That's coming to the surface. You know, and I couldn't believe it because Fox Business says, well, everybody knows that Puerto Rico's been in trouble. Oh, really? Well, not if you listen to Fox Business, you wouldn't have known that. It's never, to my knowledge, it's never been mentioned. But the DAX, CAC, FTSE, all of them, really having a struggle today. Who knows what's going to happen tonight when the markets open again. The CAC, that was the one I was thinking about that is lower. The DAX is around 11,000. The CAC is down 172 points. And their market is at 4,400. So, I mean, it's really affecting a lot of these markets. So they're now saying the U.S. will be seen as a safe place. No mention of gold, no mention of gold. And they're saying, well, there was one mention of gold, and that was everybody's afraid of gold right now because they don't know if Greece is going to sell off their gold. And that was all that was mentioned. Anyway, Greece must make a $1.8 billion payment by Tuesday, and I think they set the time around 5 p.m. our time or 5 p.m. their time, I'm not sure, but must make a $1.8 billion payment by Tuesday. They owe a total, that's only the payment. They owe a total of $355 billion, and they need to make $1.8 payment by Tuesday. And, of course, everybody's wondering what's going to happen to the euro, which, think about it, euro is an artificially created currency. Kind of like the United States monies, right? Fiat monies. And European Central Bank saw an interview with Christine Lagarde. She's pretty much got her heels dug in, it sounds like. If they fall out of the European Union, they fall out of the European Union. They're going to give them one chance, and that's Tuesday, to pay off the money. And if not, then they probably will go from the European Union, and the dominoes will start falling. Now, the U.S. banks, most U.S. creditors have gotten out of Greece by now. I mean, they saw what was coming. So they've gotten out of Greece. The U.S. banks may be indirectly hurt, but that's about it. They're going to do a referendum Sunday in Greece on bailout terms. Nobody can really explain what that's all about because if they've already defaulted, they've defaulted. Now, here is the problem, though, is that if there are no more euros coming in after Tuesday and the drachma is not ready, then they're going to have to create script, which is money out of thin air and paper money that has no bearing, no meaning, no value. But they may have to create script just for people to continue functioning. Think about that. That could be a huge mess. The interesting thing I thought was that oil is taking a bit of a dive, $1.30 down. Oil is at $58.49 or somewhere around that right now. And what they're saying is oil and energy stocks are down today because when the euro's down and the dollar is strong, there's a sell-off and deflation that occurs in the energy markets. So we can expect to see those guys on the ladders out there changing those gas station numbers. Well, not many of them still have numbers to change, but they used to for sure. They have it all digital now, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's a story on the Greek crisis, and believe me, it is a crisis. The Eurozone rejected the Greek bailout extension, and it will expire tomorrow. And Greek Parliament ratifies this bailout referendum, saying we don't need EU permission. As an equal member of the EU, Greece does not need to ask permission from anyone, according to RT, to let the Greek people speak and have their voices heard. Tsipras has now promised that the state sovereignty in future will be decided via referendum. Referendums have been used all across Europe as a way for people to directly express their will and have their voices heard, and Greece is fully in its right to conduct one. What it's going to do, I don't know. Greek capital controls have now begun. banks to remain closed at least until July 5th. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. John Torgrimson will be joining us in the second hour at 8 a.m. Central Time. John Torgrimson is with Seed Savers, and the book is called, this book is perfect if you want to know how to seed save. Because of all the pictures it's got, the explanation, there'll be no question. And it doesn't just say, get the seed, go find the seed. It says, where to get the seed, how to do it, how to take it out. Everything is really excellent in this book. If you are wanting to know how to seed save, and now is the time, This book, it seems like everybody's trying to outdo each other. It's about four pounds. 4 pounds. The Seed Garden is the name of it, the art and practice of seed saving. So John Torgerson will be joining us in the second hour. In the third hour, what a treat. Larry Pinckney will be joining us today to talk about the truth about the Civil War, the truth about or the questions regarding what happened in Charleston, and the Confederate flag. Larry Pinckney, formerly a member of the Black Panthers, will be joining us this morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. And I will tell you what, he pulls no punches. He is going to tell you like it is. So join us today, second and third hour. And, of course, this is the news hour at the Power Hour. A desperate China cuts key policy rates after the stock market crash, just like in they say it's just like in 1987. The markets have really been tanking in China of recent, since January. And for the first time since October of 2008, China cuts both the benchmark lending rate and the RRR on the same day in a frantic attempt to sustain the country's equity bubble after stocks collapsed to the edge of the bear market territory on Friday. There was a massive stock decline. And it's continuing today also. Terrorist attacks in France, Tunisia, and Kuwait allegedly killed dozens. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, nobody's really taking it seriously. No one's taking seriously that attack that occurred and which so many people were supposedly killed, but it just doesn't make any sense. One man was allegedly decapitated at the American-owned chemical plant. In Tunisia, this gunman drew an assault rifle from a beach umbrella and killed at least 38 people at a seaside port, we're told. In Kuwait, a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a mosque during communal prayers, killing at least 25 Shiite worshippers. I don't buy it. It's not getting the reaction. It's not getting the attention. People are kind of like, ho-hum, they really don't care. Now, is it because they are so immune to things being blown up and people being blown up? Maybe. But it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't ring true. None of the pictures that came from over there looked real at all. And, of course, I got to tell you, Dr. K on nodisinfo.com is saying that it didn't happen. It was all a created situation. I don't know, but it just doesn't pass the smell test either. And you know what? You would think that the U.S. would be covering. Remember how the Charlie Hebdo situation, they covered it day after day after day? Not this. They're busy covering two guys that escaped from a prison. Excuse me. End of story. You know, the fact that they were out there for 3 weeks almost was... And they covered it for 3 weeks. Two guys escaping from a prison. It blows my mind. Anyway, that's what was news, because our people like that, I guess. Iceland. Oh, I love this, the ring of this story. Here's a good one for you. Iceland has just jailed 7 bank executives for market manipulation. According to the Iceland Monitor, by fully financing share purchases with no other surety than the shares themselves, the bank was accused of giving a false and misleading impression of demand for the Kaupthing shares by means of deception and pretense. They were accused of trying to artificially inflate share prices in 2008 by using the bank's funds to buy shares. Well, they're in the clinker. I like the sound of jailing bankers, ladies and gentlemen. Australian government contractors will now go to jail for reporting child abuse in detention centers. It just gets worse. And are you ready for this? In this country, you must surrender your knives. And we'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth, and the truth is starting to come down around the shoulders of those that are involved in the financial markets. All day yesterday, nobody really mentioning anything about Greece tanking, and they knew it yesterday because they had come to no conclusion and no answer. But yet today, it's, oh, my gosh, the sky is falling. Oh, no, 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 no. It's not going to fall for the United States, just for other places. So, take that into consideration, whether or not you want to get some money in your mattress or whatever you choose to do. British police now are ordering citizens to surrender their knives. British police have recently joined forces with, here it comes, with liberal grassroots activists in the UK launching the Save a Life, Surrender Your Knife program. And if you are stupid enough to buy into that, then you meet some other guy on the street who's got one and you don't, because in UK, of course, you can't have weapons, guns. Knife crime has been climbing recently in major UK cities like London. The program involves several weeks of amnesty for pointed knives. I don't know how many knives are not pointed, but I mean, butter knives and stuff like that. But anyway, civilians can turn in these apparently dangerous weapons at their local police station in exchange for amnesty. Apparently, even though knives, rounded or pointed, are not illegal in the UK, incidentally, the knife violence rate in the UK is about double the rate of gun violence in the US, possibly because Americans haven't yet been asked to throw away their right to self-defend in a bin at the police station. There you've got it. Coming to a country near you. U.S. officials warn. I mean, they've been on TV hawking this, ladies and gentlemen, warning of an ISIS-inspired attack through July 4th. U.S. intelligence and law. So if you're at a picnic at your local park, be vigilant. Be very, very vigilant of those other picnickers. U.S. intelligence and law enforcement authorities share a growing concern of terror attacks in the country through the July 4th weekend. On Friday, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson issued a statement in response to the terror attacks in France, Kuwait, and Tunisia, saying, particularly with the upcoming July 4 holiday in the U.S., the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI continue to communicate with state and local law enforcement about what we know and see. What we know and see. The analysis of the threat is based in part on the new normal of the Islamic State, IS, known as ISIS or ISIL strategies, which uses social media to encourage people worldwide to attack on both small and large scales. Federal authorities have been scrambling to arrest homegrown terror suspects before Independence Day, when they warn that the likelihood of such attacks may be elevated. Yeah, be careful. You know, if they want to make you suspicious, you're suspicious. Then a story which I think you need to know about, which you're not going to like, is $200 million went to House members to pass Fast Track. Now, does that just really upset you? They passed something they'd never read, didn't care about, but it was their job to pass it. And they were paid big time. All right, let me give you some idea who was paid. The biggest guy with the biggest handout, John Boehner. All of these were, pretty much most of them were Republicans. John Boehner, are you ready for this? You want to know how these people make money? He received $5.3 million for a yes vote. The highest paid legislator. $5.3 million. Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, received $2.4 million. Paul Ryan of Wisconsin received $2.4 million. Pat Tibbery of Ohio got $1.6 million. Oh, man, of buying for the people, of buying for the millions of dollars that they get. The fifth highest paid legislator is somewhat of a hero in comparison to the others. Representative Steny Hoyer received $1.6 million for a yes vote and only $282,000 for a no vote. Despite his high contribution from those in favor of the TPA, he still voted a solid no. Here's another hero, Joe Crowley of New York, received $1.3 million for a yes vote, $72,500 for a nay vote, and he voted against. So did Patrick Murphy, received $1.1 million for a yes vote, $213,000 for a no vote, and still voted against it. Richard Neal also received $1.1 million for a yes vote, $47,000 for a no vote. I mean, so what did they get? Both of the monies they took from people saying to pass it and not to pass it? So they double-dipped? Not bad. Anyway, you can read about that at the Power Hour News section. $200 million to pass the fast-track vote. Alito warns that defenders of traditional marriage now risk being targeted as bigots by the government. Judge Alito, of course, was the dissenter. In his dissent from the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision in Obergefell versus Hodges, which declared that same-sex marriage is a right, Justice Samuel Alito said the court had falsely likened opposition to same-sex marriage to racism, and that its decision will be used to vilify Americans unwilling to assent to the new orthodoxy. Alito warned that in the wake of the court's ruling, Americans who dare to publicly express views in favor of the traditional understanding of marriage as between a man and woman will risk recrimination. And boy, do I believe that's going to happen. He said, I assume that those who cling to old beliefs will be able to whisper their thoughts in the recesses of their homes, but if they repeat that in public, they risk being labeled as bigots and treated as such by governments, employers, and schools. Well, thank goodness Rand Paul, who is the only one to speak out, says government needs to get out of the business of marriage. And I agree. I agree totally with that. Now, some people are taking the 14th Amendment. Of course, that's 14th Amendment, I believe, Clause 1, or Section 1, 14th Amendment, and saying that that now means then that concealed carry should be legal in all states. I don't know. We'll see if all states recognize concealed carry now. I don't think they're going to do it willingly. Cops refuse to stop Chase plowing over multiple children and killing them during a neighborhood pursuit. I mean, these stories get so bizarre and so horrible. Officers must place the protection of human life above all other considerations. Or so says the official policy of the Detroit Police Department. Yet on Wednesday, Detroit police continued a high-speed chase into a busy neighborhood, resulting in two small children being killed and others injured. Even after the car had dragged the children a distance down the street, the police did not stop their pursuit. What in the world are they thinking? They did not come to the aid of those children. They continued to chase the car across one front lawn after another, finally crashing, critically injuring three other children. 3-year-old Darius Andrews, Isaiah Williams, 5, and Zaire Gardner, 7. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what's left of this country. Paul Craig Roberts says that truth is a crime against the state. Truth comes from foreign news services such as RT and from internet sites such as his. Thus, Washington and its vassals are busy at work closing down independent media. Washington and its vassals have redefined propaganda. Truth is propaganda if it is told by countries such as Russia and China. Now, boy, haven't we seen that, that have independent foreign policies. Propaganda is truth if told by Washington and its puppets, such as the EU Observer. The EU Observer, little doubt following Washington's orders, has denounced RT and Sputnik News for broadcasting fabrications and hate speech from their bureaus in the European Union cities. He says, Paul Craig Roberts, oftentimes I appear on both RT and Sputnik. In my opinion, both are too restrained in their reporting, fearful, of course, of being shut down. I have never heard a word of hate speech or propaganda on either. Washington's propaganda, perhaps, but not the Russian government's. In other words, the way Washington has the news world rigged, not even independent news sites can speak completely clearly. Woman is arrested for removing the Confederate flag from the South Carolina Capitol. She got tired of waiting and removed it herself. And she was given a bond of $5,000, or a fine of $5,000 and up to 3 years in prison is what that they were charged with. And they've had so many people coming forward willing to pay the money for them. And European Parliament is going to debate amendments to the TTIP deal with the United States. Special European Parliament Committee will meet Monday for an urgent debate on a set of 116 amendments to the controversial EU-US free trade deal, the so-called Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. You can't do that in the United States, but you can do it overseas. Also, did you know that in 5 years, the average CEO income has increased 54%? And the average worker, how much do you think their income has increased? 0%. In 5 years, average income, CEO, increased 54%. Average worker, 0%. That is criminal. Absolutely criminal. But that's the way it's done, and you are told, too bad. By the way, Walmart was asked to do a Confederate flag cake. Somebody went in and said, I'll pay you to do a Confederate flag cake. And they declined and said, no, they're not allowed to. They can't do it. Then they went back in the next day and asked Walmart to do an ISIS flag cake. And guess what? You'll never guess how that turned out. Yeah, they did an ISIS flag cake. Probably not knowing what it was. Well, I don't know that to be true or not, but isn't that the way it is? Shocked is all I can say. Shocked that we are putting up with this. Think about it. We are putting up with all of this, and we're not boycotting. Of course, most places don't have anything other than a Walmart to use if you live in a small town. Not excusing it, of course. I think we all ought to start going to Target. I don't know that that would make much of a difference. But you might want to consider what your response is going to be. Whooping cough resurgence due to vaccinated people not knowing that they're infectious. So whooping cough is coming about with an astonishing comeback with 50,000 infections in the U.S., the most since 1955. And a death rate in infants three times that of the rest of the population. Now, are they looking for the cause or the reason why this is happening? Absolutely not. Would they find that it probably has to do with the new whooping cough vaccines? Yeah. The dramatic resurgence has puzzled public health officials, mystery disease, who have pointed to the warning to the waning effectiveness of the current vaccine and growing anti-vaccine sentiment as the most likely culprits. But that's not the whole story. This new study suggests that their research points to a different but related source of the outbreak. Vaccinated people who are infectious but who do not display the symptoms of whooping cough, suggesting that the number of people transmitting without symptoms may be many times greater than those transmitting with symptoms. In other words, the vaccinated people causing the problems. Five everyday herbs, or herbs if you're from Canada, for indigestion. Here they are. Bitter orange. If you're familiar with bitter orange. Chamomile will soothe the irritation in the lining of the digestive system. Dandelion. You know, dandelion is one of the most valuable plants, and we take it so for granted. People hate dandelions. No, they are so important. They're a detoxifying cleansing agent, which can improve kidney function and makes it easier to remove waste from the body. Everybody ought to go out, grab some dandelions. If they're not sprayed, you don't want them sprayed, or dogs that have, you know, been there, whatever. You want to use dandelion. If overindulgence has been a problem and taking this as a tea or tincture, I mean, I'm drinking dandelion tea right now, and I really, really like it. Dill, it's not just for pickles anymore. The carminative properties of dill can help to gently release the problems of gas and bloating. Fennel. Chewing fennel seeds has been known for a long time to be an aid for digestion. And I just wanted to mention, last night I got up during the night, slipped on my shoes, went to the other room, and oh my goodness, I felt stinging in my feet. It was middle of the night, stinging in one foot. Oh, it was horrible. I knew I was being bit. I don't know how many times I was bit, but I'll tell you what, I was so grateful that I had a container in the bathroom mixed up of clay in a glass jar. And I immediately slathered that all over my foot. By the time I did it, my foot was throbbing. Oh my gosh, it was throbbing. I don't know how many times this wasp bit me, but they sure don't like being stepped on. It's unfortunately the way it is. But thank goodness I had that clay mixed up. Don't wait till it happens. Oh my gosh, I don't think I would have slept last night, but everything was cool in just a few minutes. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oil and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I got to tell you, on Fox right now, they're talking about don't put your money under your mattress. We repeat, don't put your money under your mattress, turn it into gold. Really? And so you've got gold at 1182, and I have to say that if they have not seen a rise in gold, or if we don't see a rise in gold now, I don't know what it's going to take, because there really is no flight to safety. 10-year treasuries down 12 basis points. Really, not looking good anywhere. So gold is at 1182. The market is still down about 183, set to open, prior to open, in about 36 minutes. Five spices you're going to want to have and use often. Figure out ways to use them. I know in the Gary Null cookbook, he mentions a lot of these spices, how to use them, or in recipes to use them in. But I would encourage you to think about using the following. Maybe having them in those little shaker containers. You know, you can get them for a dollar or go to a thrift store and buy a old salt shaker for a dollar and put turmeric in it. Turmeric boosts memory. We know that. And it helps in people in the early stages of diabetes and cognitive impairment. You just add a gram of turmeric to their daily breakfast. You can put it on eggs, put it on anything, oatmeal, whatever. Turmeric also improves digestion and heart health because it's anti-inflammatory. And that's what we want, is to get rid of the inflammation. Black cumin seeds enhance immunity. If you find yourself needing to reach out to your doctor just too often, try black cumin seeds. They will improve immunity function, including protection from autoimmune diseases. An intake of black cumin seeds helps increase the T cells. Those are the white blood cells, or increases the T cell ratio, as well as functional activity of the cells. Black cumin seeds also harmonize the imbalance of immune cells that can cause them to destroy healthy cells. And it also has been shown to be able to fight HIV. Black pepper fights cancer. Now, of course, black pepper with the turmeric go together and expand the effectiveness of both. The antioxidant properties of piperine, an active substance contained in black pepper, prevents the growth of breast tumors, reports a University of Michigan study. Black pepper also contains other antioxidants, vitamin C and vitamin A. Number four, ginger improves gut health. Well, we've heard that over and over and over again. And at the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston, they say it does definitely aid digestion by strengthening the intestinal muscles and helping the food particles to break down. Number five, clove. Probably one of the toughest to learn to use, but it increases bone health and conditions like osteoporosis after 30. So there you got it. Five very important God-made items that our body needs. And that's just incredibly important to understand. God-made items versus man-made items. And I'm so thrilled to hear from all of you out there that are turning your lives around, starting to change, making that difference, and saying, nope, I am going to eat well every day, making a difference. Five plants that mosquitoes don't like. I think this is kind of cool. Number one, citronella. Number two, horse mint. Number three, marigolds. Number four, ageratum, also known as floss flower. And number five, catnip. I did not know that about catnip. So citronella, horse mint, marigold, ageratum, and catnip. 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Bristol Palin. You won't believe what she said about her pregnancy. You will not believe this. I don't think. We'll be back. 1 minute, 10 seconds. Stay tuned.